Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatun Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Chav Aleph Amud Beis, 5 lines in the bottom, by the words Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Avil Shleishi Yemim Harishonim, Bami Makam Karayiv Mayni Imahim. If a family member who lives, let's say, in City B, he joins the rest of his family in City A, and they're sitting Shiva, and he finds out about the Patira, so he joins in with them, and he counts Shiva with them, as long as he came from a place that's close by, that's within the one day's travel. However, Babi Malkum Rachug Mayna La'atzma. However, if he comes from a place that's more than a day's travel away, so then he counts himself, his own Shiva, he does not join the count of the rest of the family. Now says the Gemara that Mikan Ve'elech, if he comes after 3 days of Shiva, Afilu Bami Malkum Karayiv Mayna La'atzma. Even if he comes from a close by place, still he counts his own count of Shiva. Rav Shimon Aimer, Afilu Babi Yom HaShvi Mimalkum Karayiv Mayna Imahen. And no, even if he comes on the final day, on the last day of the Shiva, as long as he came from a place that's close by, so he counts Shiva together with the rest of his family, possibly only sitting 1 day of Shiva. Now Amar Ma, we just said that Shloshi Yamim HaRishayinim Bami Malkum Karayiv Mayna Imahen. That if he comes during the first 3 days, according to the Chachamim, if he comes during the first 3 days and he came from a place that's close by, so then he counts together with the rest of his family. Amar Le Ruchi Bar Abba, Amar Ruchi Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan explained, V'hu Sheish Gadol Abayis Bebayis. Now this, that the person, the family member who comes from City B, joins the rest of his family in City A, that he counts with the rest of his family in City A, that's only if in City A is a Gadol Habayis, so some sort of leader of the family. But if not, then each individual is his own individual, and he's going to count his own Shiva. Yibayilu, the Gemara is a Shaila, Halach Gadol Habayis Abayis HaKvaris Mahu. What's the halacha, let's say in a case where a mace dies in Chutz Laretz, and the family for the most part stays back in Chutz Laretz, and the Gadol Habayis goes to take the mace to Eretz Yisrael for Kfura. So when the Gadol Habayis comes back home to Chutz Laretz, what's his halacha? Does he count his own Shiva from the Kfura, or does he join the rest of his family who started Shiva from when they said goodbye to the mace? So it says the Gemara Tashemad, Amr Abchi Bar Abba, Amr Abi Yechnan, that Afilu Halach Gadol Habayis LeBeis HaKvaris Mayne Imahen. That even if he went to the Beis HaKvaris, and technically his Shiva only started after the Kfura, when he gets back to Chutz Laretz, he continues the count of the rest of the family who started counting from when they said goodbye to the mace. Ask the Gemara, Mayne Imahen, is that true that he joins the rest of the family's count? V'latanu, but we learned in the Raisa Mayne La'atzmai that he does his own count. Says the Gemara, Leikasha, Hada Asa Begay Tlasa, Vahada Loy Asa Begay Tlasa. Depends if he comes back within 3 days or not. If he comes back within 3 days, and he joins the rest of the family. Only if he comes back after 3 days, then he counts for himself. Ki Hada Amalu Rav Livnei Hatzalfaini, Da Asa Begay Tlasa, Limnu Bahadayahu, Loy Asa Begay Tlasa, Loy Limnu, Limnu Nafshayu. Those who come back within 3 days, so they count with the rest of the family, and those that come back after 3 days, so then they count for themselves. Says the Gemara, Amalu Rav Livnei Mechuza. Rava said to the people of Mechuza, Asa Doloy Uzlisu Basar Arsa, you who don't follow the mitzvah to the Beis HaKfaris, and Mechuza, they didn't have a Beis HaKfaris, they just escorted the mace until the city gates, and then the Chaver Kadisha would bring the mace to the Beis HaKfaris. So Mechimadrisu Apayichu Mibava Davula Aschilu Manu. As soon as you turn away from the city gates, when you say goodbye to the mace, that's when you start your Shiva. Reb Shimon Aimer, Afilu Babi Yom HaShvi Mimakom Karayiv Mayna Imahen. Reb Shimon said that even if someone only comes to City A, the lone family member who lives in City B, even if he only joins the rest of the family in City A on the last day of the Shiva, he counts with them. Amar Reb Chiya Bar Gamda, Amar Reb Asya, Amar Reb Yosi Ben Shaul, Amar Rebbe, V'hu Shebo U'matzah Menachem Ben Eslai. That's only true that he could count with the rest of the family on the seventh day if he sees them still sitting somewhat of Shiva. There's still someone comforting them, b'menachem them on that seventh day. But if they already got up completely, because Mixas Yom Kekulai, so if they already got up on that seventh day, so then the Avol who joins them has to count his own count of seven. What happens if he sees them that they are starting to get up, they're starting the process, they're moving around, to adjusting themselves to stand up? So that the Gemara says, Teku, it's unclear whether or not that's considered that he sees them in the middle of the Shiva or not. Says the Gemara, Gemiri Chavrid Rav Abba Barachiyah B'mirab Abba, Umanu Rav Zera, it's referring to Rav Zera, Va'amri Lo Chavrid Rav Zera, Rav Zera, Umanu Rav Abba, Braid Rav Chiyah B'r Abba. Al-Kabbanu, whoever it was, Am Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel betreifos v'halacha Rabbi Shimon ba'avel. So now, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ba'avel hada amara. That which he said that the Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon by Avelos, we know what that means. It's referring to the Halacha we just mentioned. That even if the Avel comes from city B to city A on the seventh day of the Shiva, he joins the rest of the family's count. However, says the Gemara, what does it mean, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel betreifos? That the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel when it comes to treifas. So the Gemara explains that now it's referring to that which we learned in the Mishnah, that b'nei me'ayim shenikvu v'leichos v'sasman k'shera. That if you have an animal that the intestines are punctured, so normally that would render the animal a treifa. However, in this case, there's some leicha, there's some juices of the animal that close up the hole. So in that case, it's k'shera divrei Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said it's not a treifa because the liquid is able to consider, to be considered a proper seal. Now my leicha, what is this juice? What is this leicha? It's the natural juices of the animal from the intestines that comes out when it's pushed. So when the intestines are pushed together, that's what the juices come out, and they came out and they hold and they closed up the hole. Now Amar Mandu, the Gemara relates that a certain person said, "Iske v'asik, if only I'm zeicha, I'd go up to Eretz Yisrael, ve'egmer l'shmeitzim v'vui demare, and would want to hear it directly from Rabbi Abba Breit of Chibar Abba, that he passed in this halacha. L'maisik, he saw it when he went to Eretz Yisrael, ashkechei, l'Rabbi Abba Breit of Chibar Abba, he found him, and Amar Le'en, he says to him, Amar Ma'ar, halacha, Rashim v'gamliel, v'treifus, did you really say that the halacha follows Rashim v'gamliel? And Amar Le'en, Rabbi Abba Breit of Chibar Abba said back, then no, ano ain halacha amri. I said that the halacha does not follow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The juices are not considered a proper seal. It's not permanent enough. It's going to fall out eventually. And therefore, it's not considered a seal. The animal is still considered a treifa. So he asked him about the second halacha. Rav Shimon ba'avel, did you really pass him like Rav Shimon by the case of Avelos? What did you say about that? So Amar Le Plukta Ninu. I said that some machlekes. Did my Rav Chista Amar halacha? Rav Chista said that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. V'chein Amar Rav Yechon halacha. But Rav Nachman Amar in halacha. Rav Nachman said that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Now what's the bottom line halacha? Says the Gemara, the bottom line is as follows. V'ein halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifus. The halacha does not follow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in the case of the treifus. V'halacha Rav Shimon ve'evel, and the halacha is like Rav Shimon when it comes to Avelos, and even on the seventh day, the Avel who comes from city B could count with the rest of the family, even though it's not the psak of the Tanakhama of the Chachamim, it's only the psak of Rav Shimon. That's the halacha, the Amar Shmuel, halacha kedivrei ha'mekel ve'evel, because that's what Shmuel taught us, that always by Avelos, the halacha is kedivrei ha'mekel, even when it's a yachid against the rabbim.